November 13, 1899. Jesus suffers in seeing creatures suffer. Louisa offers herself to console him. This morning, my adorable Jesus seemed to be restless. He would do nothing but come and go. Now he would spend time with me, and now, almost drawn by his most ardent love for creatures, he would go to see what they were doing, and was all sorrowful because of what they were suffering, as if he himself, not they, were taken by those sufferings. Quite a few times I saw the confessor forcing Jesus by means of his priestly authority to make me suffer his pains, so as to be able to placate him. And while it seemed that he did not want to be placated, then he would show himself grateful, thanking wholeheartedly the one who was occupying himself with holding his indignant arm still. And he would now share with me one suffering, now another. Oh, how tender and moving it was to see him in this state. He made the heart split with compassion. Quite a few times he told me, "Conform to my justice, for I can take no more." Amen. Man is too ungrateful. And he almost forces me from all sides to chastise him. He himself snatches the chastisements from my hands. If you knew how much I suffer in making use of my justice. But it is man himself that uses violence on me. Ah, had I but purchased his freedom at the price of my blood, he would have yet to be grateful to me. But out of greater spite, he keeps inventing new ways to render my disbursement useless. While he was saying this, he was crying bitterly, and I, to console him, said to him, "My sweet good, do not afflict yourself. I see that your affliction is mostly because you feel forced to chastise the people. Ah, no, this will never be. If you are all for me, I want to be all for you. Therefore, you will send the chastisements upon me. Here is the victim, always ready and at your disposal. You can make me suffer whatever you want. And so your justice will be somehow placated, and you will be relieved in the affliction you feel in seeing the creatures suffer." My intention has always been this, not to conform to justice, because if man suffers, you would suffer more than he himself does. While I was saying this, our Queen Mama came, and I remember that, as I had asked the confessor for the obedience to conform to justice, he had told me to ask the Most Holy Virgin whether she wanted me to conform. So I asked her, and she said to me, "No, no, but pray, my daughter, and in these days try as much as you can to keep him with you and to placate him, because many chastisements are there prepared."